The board still needs to iron out contract details with Iowa-based Ray & Associates. Assuming that goes smoothly, it expects to hire a replacement for retiring State Superintendent Mike Flanagan before May. Board President John Austin says they've made clear what kind of candidates they're looking for.
We want a strong educational leader with a proven record of improving educational performance who shares a philosophy and a substantive approach for how to do that with the board.
And we now know the board's philosophy and approach will continue to lean Democratic. Democrats maintained their 6-2 majority on the board with last week's election. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Lansing.